Catching up with Cody Norton, large carnivore specialist for the Department of Natural Resources. I appreciate you coming in, Cody.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Adam.
We got some things to talk about for sure, including your own buck story with the bow. So I want to get to that a little bit later on. Obviously, you're the man in charge of bear hunting in the state of Michigan as a large carnivore specialist. And I wanted to talk to you about how bear season has kind of wrapped up, because the last time you were here, you know, numbers were still a little bit scattered. So I know you don't have final numbers yet, but you got a pretty good idea, right?
Sure. So, yeah, we're still, you know, kind of relying on check station numbers right now, but we will be getting the final, you know, all the registrations have to go down to the lab, get entered, any of the paper registrations, and we have to kind of track down if there's anything still on phones or, you know, different things that, people are using to enter registrations. But as of right now, yeah, it looks like it was a pretty good bear season. You know, it started off slow for most of the UP, but the central and eastern UP in particular, it looks like, you know, we ended up catching up towards the end and either met or surpassed, you know, harvest for last year. Obviously, we got to see the final numbers at the end, but it looks pretty good. Early on, we had some pretty rough weather, hot temperatures that led into, you know, wind and rain. And then we also had just a ton of natural foods out there. So people were seeing bears. People, you know, for the most part, we've heard people are happy and had, you know, multiple bears on each bait or cutting tracks. But it just depended if they were actually able to get that bear in front of them during shooting hours and seal the deal. But yeah, it was a good season. The Western UP was a little bit slower, but looks like they started to catch up and got pretty close at the end. So
we'll, wow, that's a little surprising to me. I always felt throughout this season like the Western UP was doing a little bit better than the Eastern UP especially. But you're saying the Eastern UP actually did well? I mean, caught right back up?
Yeah, like the Newberry unit ended up about 5% over where we were last year, at least from these preliminary numbers. And then kind of the Central UP was doing pretty well, especially South Central. But yeah, Berrigan and Berglund units were quite a bit low early on, and they started to catch up. I think they got pretty close, but we'll have to see where the final numbers shake out.
And of course, Amasong unit, which is, in my opinion, the premier unit in Michigan. That ended up above, or?
Yeah, I think they were close to 15% above last year, so they had a good season down there.
Dang. All right, well, any big bears that you could tell us about?
Not since we last talked, Adam. I mean, we had some really nice bears shot this year. You know, we saw them anywhere from, you know, 300 to into the fives, and I think we had the one that was over 600 pounds, and some nice bears over on Drummond, and I mean, we were hearing about them kind of from across the UP, which was nice. It wasn't just from one area or one unit.
All right. Well, it sounds like it overall, surprisingly, it turned out to be a really good bear season. And I guess it doesn't really surprise me other than the regions that did fairly well sort of surprised me a little bit. But I appreciate you giving us kind of an update on that. And I'd like to have you hang around for our next outdoor report and get into your own deer hunting story, your own successful buck tag with a bow.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Cody Norton, large carnivore specialist with the DNR. Stay tuned, we'll be talking deer with him in our next outdoor report on The Outdoor Show.